Brent Hesse here with another fall sports season preview, talking with the girls' tennis coach, Sophie Chambers. Sophie, how are you doing today? Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm great. We're out here at the tennis courts, and we've just finished challenge matches, and we're super ready to start working on the season.
Well, I know we're all excited for fall sports to get underway, and the girls' tennis team was so successful last year. Let's talk about that first. You had such a good run, finishing fourth place in the state, winning the district and the sectional. Can you talk about what the success meant last season, your first year as the coach, and how you want to build off that for this year?
That really exceeded our wildest dreams. We were working to be a district champ again and at least compete in sectionals. And when we made it to state, we were just over the moon excited. And it was really good for us because we have so many returning players to know what they can keep working towards and that it's within their reach. Ever since Misha changed to the multiplier effect where the private schools get bumped up a little, our class is really a doable class now that we can fight for a sectional state type of visit every year, and it should never be without of reach. So we're excited to know that now and really understand what we can work for.
Talk about the success that the program has had even before you, four straight district championships, but of course taking it another level this past season. Have you seen that in the off season, in the beginning of practices now, the mindset changing? And what is the mindset for this team going into this year?
Yeah, I can definitely see a shift in my mindset because I have so many returning players. They spent a lot of time working in private clinics and big Kansas City tournaments, playing against a different level of competitor than just showing up for the summer and playing against their own teammates. I have some girls who would love to play some college ball, and so that's really motivated them in the off season as well. We absolutely feel the pressure to be a five-time district champ. You don't want to be the group that loses it, right? Some of these girls have never lost a district championship, and so we have every intention of trying to win the district again. But also, it's been a long time since we won our conference. Pius and LeBlond always have great tennis teams, and Savannah is always super competitive. So we are working hard to try to make a run for conference champ this year, which is a big step.
Yeah, the girls' tennis team finished third in the conference last year, but of course then the success in the postseason. And you mentioned a lot of returning players, but also did lose some seniors last year. Can you talk about who you're going to have to replace and who are these players that we're going to see on the tennis courts this year for the Chillicothe Hornets?
Yes, of course, losing our number one player this past season is hard, but Izzy and Riley are returning both as state doubles players last year, and they're leading the team at our 1-2 spot with another senior in three. So I feel really solid that we have such good leadership in our top three spots. And then this junior class has just really stepped up. They spent so much time in the offseason, and some girls have come out of nowhere to fill those final spots on varsity. We're looking at playing a seven-man varsity because they're all so good and tight with each other. We can't just stop at six. So we feel really good about if our number six players are that tight and strong, man, we can really compete with everybody.
And so talk us through the next couple of weeks. Of course, you're practicing this week and the next couple of weeks. When are you going to be your first matches? Where are they? And when will your first home match be for everyone to come out and watch this Hornets team take the court?
So our schedule has changed dramatically because we want to start facing more Class 2 and Class 3 teams. There's only three classes in Misha tennis, and we are a Class 1. We had gotten to a point where we were only playing Class 1 teams, and that doesn't really prepare us to always win in Class 1. We rebuilt the schedule in the offseason this year to contain a lot more Class 2 and Class 3 competitors so that we step into Class 1 matches feeling like, I can definitely do this. So we got invited after our state visit to compete in Joplin's new 18-team two-day tournament, which is quite an honor, and we're one of the only Class 1 teams out of all those teams. Day one, we're facing Staley. We know that's crazy hard, but that only makes us so much better when we get to our districts and our sectionals and our conference. And so August 25th, Friday, starts that two-day tournament. We fundraise to be able to do, you know, such a big tournament and overnights, and we're going to jump right into that with four matches in 2 days and then take a day off, and we start the regular season play with Kirksville and Savannah and Cameron. So that last week of August, we're here at home twice, so we'd love the support out here. And then we've added right after that, get a day of rest, and we're going to the Platte County Tournament, which is a Class 2 tournament. So we're really excited about five new tournaments we've added, including a JV tournament, so I can be developing my JV girls against North Kansas City type of schools, and so that they are ready to fill varsity spots in the coming years as well.
It's good to have that tough competition. Definitely builds for later on in the season. And I want to talk about what you think some of the strengths of this team will be. What do you anticipate where you all will be the best at?
Well, I think we've had great doubles partnerships for sure. And so since you start all duels and doubles, I'm glad that we can start strong together before we break apart into singles. I also just think we have really strong upperclassmen leadership to keep people mentally where they need to be and never get flustered or frustrated. So I think our mental game will be really strong. And then finally, this group is a really high energy, happy group. The vibe that they carry together is really fun to be around. So I think as a team, they will enjoy being together and wanting to win together and pushing each other.
I'm talking with the girls tennis coach here at Chillicothe, Sophie Chambers. Thank you so much for your time. Look forward to a great season.
Thank you so much.